2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
KSL News Time 546, the three things you need to know this hour first.
The father of Gabby Petito makes a nationwide plea for any information on his daughter's whereabouts. He says bringing her home is the only thing that matters to him. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Jeopardy all-time champion and BYU alum Ken Jennings will be co-hosting the TV trivia show for the rest of the year. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
In Utah County, we have delays on both sides of I-15. On the northbound side, it stretches from Orem almost to Pioneer Crossing. And for southbounders on I-15 in Utah County, the delays are going from American Fork at Pioneer Crossing almost to Orem. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Smoky sunshine with highs in the mid-80s, but a cool down is just around the corner. I'm Kevin Eubank.
And 85 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. It's time for the KSL In-Depth. Missing Gabby Petito was using an app to track her road trip. KSL's Cold podcast host, Dave Colley, has been researching her trip. He joins me now live on the phone. And Dave, I've kind of been watching you on Twitter this afternoon and have just found this so interesting. First of all, tell us a little bit about this app. It's called The Dirt.
It's called The Dirt, spelled with a Y, and what this is it's basically something that van lifers or people who are doing backcountry camping, especially trying to stay out of established campgrounds where you have to pay fees and have reservations, can use to find some of those spots. Back in the day, we would do this by word of mouth. You had to know somebody who knew somebody. Mm-hmm. These days, you've got an app that tells you where to find these spots, and for Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie doing their cross-country road trip, not being from here, this seemed to have been a resource that she was using to plot where they were staying each night.
Yeah, so what have you found out about the trip?
Well, some interesting things. I mean, we can see where Gabby was looking at locations in Utah, and those correspond with where we know she posted photos or videos from her social media account. So it gives us a good breadcrumb of where they were, but also looking at where they were intending to go. We know that, she was last heard in the area of Grand Teton National Park, but this gives us a potential idea where they were planning on heading into Yellowstone, after Yellowstone up into Glacier National Park, and then across the Idaho Panhandle, potentially into Washington State.
So how did you find out that they were using this? And do you think police know that they were using this?
That I don't know the answer to. I can tell you the username for Gabby's account on this app, The Dirt, is the same as the account for their YouTube channel, which was established around the same time. So I had a tip that they had an account on this app and did a little Google searching with a restricted date to look back in time to see if there were any other websites where they had used that, I believe it was Nomadic Static handle, mm-hmm. and this one popped up. And so that's how I started looking at it.
So how do you think police can use this?
Well, clearly the police have powers we don't have. As a private citizen, I'm restricted to just seeing what Gabby had posted publicly. However, if she were searching for locations or potentially using this app without pinning new things, that would be information that police would be able to obtain via a subpoena to The Dirt. They could potentially learn a lot more about some of the locations when Gabby or somebody with her device had accessed that app and looked at that material. And also, if they can correlate that to what they are potentially learning from digital forensics off of cell phones that we know they're looking at in this investigation, it might help them really narrow in their search area.
So you've put that out there for your Twitter fans, and I'm wondering, can they actually, if they're in some of those areas or they have visited some of those spots, could they actually be of help?
That's a good question. I'm usually pretty careful about asking people to go out and search in areas because there are always natural hazards involved.
Right, but they may have seen something, right?
Absolutely. And if we can figure out through tips, if we can generate tips to learn the route that Brian Laundrie took back to Florida, that potentially helps us figure out where they were when Brian decided to leave this route and head back east. So, yes, if people are interested, if they know that they were in those areas around the same time that Gabby Petito and Brian Laundrie might have been, we would encourage them to pass that information either to us here at KSL in the Cold Podcast or to the FBI and Northport, Florida Police.
All right. Important work. Thanks so much for your time, Dave.
Thank you.
And that is Dave Colley. He's the host of KSL's Cold Podcast. I'm sure you all know that. And, you know, go and look at his Twitter. It's very interesting stuff today. Let's get a look at your drive now. Traffic and weather sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Here's Ricky Meese.
We've had a couple of KSL traffic troopers reporting crashes in Sandy at Highland Drive. It's going to be north of Creek Road, and that's been backing up traffic. We've had two incidents on Redwood Road itself, southbound. One crash is at 3500 South. The other was a rollover at 4100 South. That's in the cleanup stages. Southbound I-15 still heavy and slow from Murray to Sandy. And we still have delays in the cleanup of a crash eastbound on the 21st South Freeway at 7200 West. Michelle?
Delay southbound I-15 starting at Pioneer Crossing and American Fork going down to Linden. On the flip side, seeing those delays as you're approaching 800 North in Orem. Those delays, those northbound delays, are due to earlier debris in the road about 500 East in American Fork. Steve?
Well, delays from downtown on northbound 15 continue. Still have that crash at the clearing stages at 10th North on the right shoulder with thick traffic back to about 6 South. In Davis County, still have slowdowns from Layton up to Clearfield. And for southbounders on I-15, it's tight between I-84 down into Roy. And for northbounders on 89, stacked and slow from Cherry Lane up to I-84, plus thick traffic on the southbound side of Highway 89 through Uinta. And we have a new crash on westbound 31st Street, approaching I-15 there, northbound. Enjoy German food and music every Saturday and Sunday at Snowbird's Oktoberfest. Learn more at snowbird.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
And Kevin Eubank has a look at our 7-day forecast.
Thanks a lot, Maria. We'll get ready for some big changes in the 7-day. Today, smoky sunshine. We'll do it again tomorrow with a high of 87. We do have some storminess creeping in from the south on Saturday, so look for increasing clouds, some scattered rain, and even a few isolated thunderstorms. Highs will stay in the 80s. Mostly sunny, 82 on Sunday, kind of an in-between day. And then we get a cold front. Sunday night into Monday, look for a dramatic drop in temperatures. Highs fall to the 60s, lows into the 40s. Not a lot of precipitation with that Monday cold front, but the cool air sticks around for all of next week. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kevin Eubank.
84 degrees downtown.
Have you traded or do you want to trade cryptocurrency? Don't let the tax headaches you may have heard about stop you. Now there's a secure, easy, and tax-advantaged way to invest in crypto and diversify your portfolio, the Alto Crypto IRA. By opening an Alto Crypto IRA, you can use retirement funds to buy, sell, and trade cryptocurrency with all the tax advantages of an IRA. Choose from over 60 coins, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, and more. And since all trading is done through integration with Coinbase, your keys, coin storage, and trades are all completely secure. Set up an account in minutes online and begin trading with as little as $10. Or roll over from an existing IRA. There's no account minimum, no setup charges, and no hidden fees. Invest in crypto and modernize your portfolio with the tax-advantaged Alto Crypto IRA.
Invest in crypto with the tax benefits of an IRA for as little as $10. Just go to altoira.com/talk. That's altoira.com/talk. Invest in a crypto IRA today. altoira.com/talk.
Don't miss the gigantic 3-day piano liquidation sale at the Piano Gallery in Murray, happening this Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Millions in piano inventory from across the country must be sold. Save hundreds, even thousands of dollars on new and used inventory, including grands, uprights, and digitals from Yamaha, Clavinova, and other top brands. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday only at the Piano Gallery in Murray.
The kids are back in school and it's time to get your health and weight back in order. For the entire month of September, Skinny Utah is offering 25% off all programs. That's right, 25% off all programs. Are you ready to feel better, get healthy, and lose 20 pounds in the next 40 days? Then visit SkinnyUtah.com to get started. Everything is 100% natural, no drugs or hormones, and no prepackaged meals or shakes to buy. They teach you how to eat real food that you buy at the store, so you can keep the weight off after the program ends. This is a lifestyle change, not just a diet. Skinny Utah has 3 convenient offices in Draper, Centerville, and Orem. Visit SkinnyUtah.com to learn more about how to save 25% off all Skinny Utah programs. Look your best. feel your best. Visit SkinnyUtah.com. That's SkinnyUtah.com. Skinny Utah. Do it for you. You have nothing to lose but the weight.
On Wall Street today, the Dow down 63 points to end at 34,751. S&P lost 6. NASDAQ gained 20 points. KSL News Time 556. It's time for Cougar Tracks, brought to you by Wasatch Medical Clinic. Here's Mitch Harper.
After a big win like the one BYU football had this past Saturday over rival Utah, you have to wonder, will the Cougars have a letdown this week? Number 19 Arizona State rolls into Provo for the first time since 1998. They pose a ton of challenges for BYU. If the Cougars want their third straight win over a Pac-12 South team, they'll need to be dialed in like they were against the Utes.
Let's have that same type of mindset, that same type of focus, and that same type of intensity that we had coming into the practices and into our meetings, and let's duplicate it. Because I think it was nice that the players had that opportunity to do that and saw the success that we had from it. And so let's try to have that same type of preparation, which Lavelle Edwards was really big on.
BYU and Arizona State kick off at 8:15 p.m. Saturday night, and pregame begins at 6 here on KSL. And for previews of the matchup, subscribe to my podcast, Cougar Tracks, on KSLSports.com. With Cougar Tracks, I'm Mitch Harper on your legacy home of the BYU Cougars, KSL News Radio.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.